It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. By now, we should all know about the hazards of distracted driving. Now, however, public safety officials are calling attention to a different issue, distracted walking. What is this problematic trend, and how can we be better and safer pedestrians? We'll try to find out this morning on the Morning Show. Do you ever get in an accident because you were distracted by a smartphone or something else? What happened? And has your behavior changed since then? Drivers, ever had a run-in with a distracted pedestrian when you had the right-of-way? Tell us about that. And have you noticed an increase in the number of pedestrians distracted by their smartphones? Why do you think people aren't more aware of dangers inherent in sharing the road with cars? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. David Pabst is director of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Safety. David, good morning and welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
When we think about distracted pedestrians, what is it we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about people walking or even riding bicycles. Technically, they're pedestrians that are not paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing. They've got their face in their phone, head down, and they're not paying attention to what's going on around them.
Pretty tough to ride a bicycle that way. You're often moving pretty quickly. Pedestrians, I've seen people reading books and walk into light poles. In fact, I think I did that once myself. What other ways are there to be distracted besides our devices?
Well, you can just be not paying attention. You could be deeply in thought. It's just a matter of, you know, being aware of your surroundings, especially as a pedestrian. You are a vulnerable road user and you have no protections. It's just so important that you pay attention to what's going on around you.
Besides the obvious of maybe being struck by a car, what other kinds of dangers are there for distracted pedestrians?
Well, you could step into a culvert. There could be construction on the sidewalk, hitting a pole, just as you had mentioned earlier. Tripping, running into other pedestrians. I don't know how many times I've been in the mall and people are distracted by their phones and there are inevitable crashes that occur by pedestrian to pedestrian.
Well, I guess if you're moving, regardless of whether you're on foot or in a vehicle or on a bicycle, you need to be paying attention to where you are and what you're where you're going and who else is there. On a serious note, pedestrian deaths in Wisconsin are on the rise, 49 in 2016, 59 in 2017. How much of this do you attribute to pedestrians being more distracted?
Well, we know that there's a combination of the pedestrians being distracted and also the drivers and the vehicles being distracted. So you put those two together, and we believe that has, you know, increased the vulnerability of our walking population. It's a combination of factors, and certainly when you have someone in a 4,000-pound vehicle not paying attention to what's going on around them, driving into an area full of pedestrians, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Well, and of course, a lot of city streets in Wisconsin, not just out in the rural areas, but things like crosswalks and things like that that drivers need to be aware of. It sounds like everybody just needs to be paying more attention. In terms of the quantity of distracted pedestrians out there, how have we seen that change over the years, and why do we think it's increasing?
Well, I sometimes wonder about the distractions. There's always been, you know, some forms of distracting. You mentioned reading a book and walking into something. Distractions change over the years, and there's been only one really good study that I'm aware of that shows how many people are being distracted, and that was done in Flagstaff, Arizona, and with a combination of in New York City. And what they found was that roughly 15% of pedestrians are truly, truly distracted while they're entering the intersection. So, you know, it doesn't seem like a huge percentage, but that percentage is still big enough to create a safety hazard.
Well, and it's easy to do, too. I mean, there are a lot of things going on that we might be paying attention to other than that curb in front of us and the crosswalk and maybe the light that's against us. I guess I'll never forget the time I was driving on I-94 and I saw a person driving with a newspaper across the steering column. That was a kind of a frightening incident. So this isn't anything new, but now we have so many more things, our electronic devices and so forth. Is this a generational thing? Do younger people tend to be more distracted than older people?
Well, at first, that's what we saw with distracted driving, was that it was the young people that were embracing smartphones and whatnot. But now it goes across all demographics. So it really doesn't matter what your age group is, because if you'll notice when you stop at stop signs, whether it's a young person, middle-aged person, or a more mature driver, you're going to see people on their phones. You know, you just can't put it down. There's a certain amount of addictive quality to phones. They make us feel good. We want to hear that ping, I've got mail, or whatever the case may be, an email or a text. And you just want to respond to that, and our bodies are kind of trained to do that. So we're just really getting, dependent on our electronic devices.
David Pabst is director of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Safety. And we're talking about distracted walking this morning on The Morning Show. For listeners who may recognize themselves as we describe their behaviors, what are some safety tips that you might have to offer, David?
Well, it's very important to walk on a sidewalk if it's available, or on a path as long as it's designed for walking. And you have to be cautious, especially at night. Most fatalities happen in the dark with people not crossing at a crosswalk. So it's always important to cross the street at a crosswalk, make sure there's good illumination there, and wear reflective clothing if you can. And, of course, pay attention, look left, right, left, and just make sure that you are paying attention to what's going on around you. Be visible.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a moment here. Some people listening might scoff at the idea of walking, say, without their headphones or not using their phone at all. And some people might not see that advice as very realistic. Is there some sort of compromise you could offer on some of these tips?
I hate to compromise on safety, but if you're paying attention at minimum with your eyes when you're entering an intersection or trying to cross the street, make that eye contact. You may not have time to take your earphones off, but make eye contact with the driver so that you know that they're not distracted and that you can cross safely.
So, David, let me ask you this. Other than appearing on this program, what kinds of things are you doing at the DOT to try to raise people's awareness of the dangers of distracted walking?
Well, we've had three or four task forces that we have funded through federal funds that increase awareness through the press and media, social media, and also through enforcement of sidewalks and crosswalk use, so that it's an enforcement where it's both for the pedestrians and for the drivers around the pedestrians, and just to increase that awareness through enforcement and education.
Do you think that there's any kind of confusion on the part of people about who has the right-of-way in a crosswalk?
Unfortunately, there probably is some confusion, but I think if everyone were to really look at the law and realize that as soon as a pedestrian is asserting himself and saying he's going to use the crosswalk, that they have the right-of-way.
But, I guess it doesn't do you any good to have the right-of-way when the person who may not recognize it is driving a 4,000-pound vehicle. So situational awareness is the key takeaway here. David Pabst, good luck in helping to educate the rest of us on paying attention, whether we're on foot, on a bicycle, on a moped, or in a motor vehicle. David Pabst, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Show today.
Thank you.
David Pabst, director of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Safety. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to this program on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.